"What's that for?" said Harry, pointing at the crossbow as they stepped inside.
"Nothing, nothing," Hagrid muttered. "I've been expecting... Doesn't matter. Sit down. I'll make tea."
He hardly seemed to know what he was doing. He nearly extinguished the fire, spilling water from the kettle on it, and then smashed the teapot with a nervous jerk of his massive hand. "Are you okay, Hagrid?" said Harry. "Did you hear about Hermione?"
"Oh, I heard all right," said Hagrid, a slight break in his voice.
He kept glancing nervously at the windows. He poured them both large mugs of boiling water, he had forgotten to add tea bags, and was just putting a slab of fruitcake on a plate when there was a loud knock on the door. Hagrid dropped the fruitcake. Harry and Ron exchanged panic-stricken looks, then threw the invisibility cloak back over themselves and retreated into a corner. Hagrid checked that they were hidden, seized his crossbow, and flung open his door once more. "Good evening, Hagrid." It was Dumbledore. He entered, looking deadly serious, and was followed by a second, very odd-looking man. The stranger was a short, portly man with rumpled grey hair and an anxious expression. He was wearing a strange mixture of clothes, a pinstriped suit, a scarlet tie, a long black cloak, and pointed purple boots. Under his arm he carried a lime-green bowler.